Day 18. Hi again. Enthusiasm is acquired. To maintain your enthusiasm, here are some techniques that will help you. First thing in the morning when you get up, say to yourself, "It's a beautiful day." If you smile, you've reached your goal. If you take control of your day, no one else can decide how good or bad your day will go. From the start, it's up to you. You are the only person that can decide if your day will be good or bad. Looking at yourself in the mirror and saying to yourself in a loud voice, "It's a beautiful day," you'll put all the chance on your side. You'll crack a smile and laugh at your sleepy face. It will be a beautiful day where you make good choices, where you improve yourself and learn from your errors. You'll also progress towards the realization of your goals. We can still imagine a few of you thinking that it makes no sense to start talking to yourself in the mirror in the morning when the only thing that you feel like doing is going back to bed. Do you know what these people do in the mornings when they get up? They look at themselves in the mirror and say, "It's going to be another boring day. Look at what I look like. It doesn't make sense and the scale still hasn't come down." It's days like this when we wish we didn't have to get up, but not many of us have the choice. According to these people, it is ridiculous to get up with a positive attitude, but each to his own. I prefer to be positive and enthusiastic. I prefer to make my day the best day that I have had so far and tell myself that this is the only day that counts. Everyone has a choice. Here is a second tip to maintain your enthusiasm. We suggest you read something positive, even if it's only for a few minutes a day. A book on motivation, positive thinking, or a biography about someone successful. We also recommend a book written by Dr. Rock, Be Thin Through Motivation. Read some of it every night. It's very easy to read, and by reading it, it will keep your motivation and enthusiasm high. A third tip, if you don't like to read, use the audios. They are also a great way to maintain your enthusiasm, and they can be listened to several times a day, even in the car. Each time you read a passage of the book or listen to an audio, you will be surprised to find a new aspect that had escaped you. Do not forget that it is only through repetition that you will adopt a positive attitude. A fourth tip, stay away from negative people. After all, a rotten apple contaminates the rest. Also, never try to convert them, it's no use. These people don't want to change even if they are unhappy. They only look for the negative and can only find the negative. Another tip, even with all your goodwill, you'll still have difficult moments, it's normal. Don't worry about it. Use the stop technique and get back on the right track straight away. You'll then find that these moments are less frequent as long as you go along. A sixth tip to maintain your enthusiasm, force yourself to take a few moments every day to think of yourself. Stop yourself and evaluate your day and your week. Ask yourself if you are satisfied with your behavior, your family life, your work, with your friends, with your body, and with your weight loss. Ask yourself how you feel about yourself in general, and if you can do something today, even to improve only one of these aspects. Another tip, before going to bed, review all the good things that you've done that day. At work, with your children, with your husband or wife, your friends, and with your behavior. Go to sleep with a feeling of pride and with what you have accomplished during the day. Happiness is being proud of ourselves. How much time do you think it takes to acquire and maintain your enthusiasm and your positive attitude? In less than 20 minutes each day, you can have extraordinary results, and in less than 21 days, you won't recognize yourself. Remember the importance of the student's attitude and the effect of his attitude on the group of rats mentioned earlier. It is our attitude that is responsible for our success or failure. Don't be a person sensitive to the negative influence of others. This negative influence can not only attack your enthusiasm, but destroy it. Don't be a person sensitive to the negative influence of the scale. The scale is a bad judge that weighs water twice as often as fat. And don't let a metal instrument influence your life. Jackie was not enthusiastic about the idea that she could lose a habit in between 4 and 21 days. She was also deceived because she could also reacquire a habit at this time. Do not be like Mary, who thought it was less tiring to talk to herself negatively than positively. Remember that it demands the same effort, it's just a habit that's acquired in 4 to 21 days. Being positive or negative is a choice. Louise, after having been treated by a psychiatrist for many years, had received injections for years without results, eventually changed her attitude. Spontaneously, without even recognizing herself, she encouraged her neighbors to take a hold of themselves and make better choices. Remember, enthusiasm is acquired and needs to be maintained. Nobody is born with enthusiasm, we're all born crying. In less than 3 weeks, you have all the means necessary to achieve your goals. Enthusiasm is like a plant that must be watered every day. Don't let it die. It is responsible for 90% of your chances for success.